Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Special thanks to Ari Fenniger. May the road rise to meet you because you found a secret levitating road.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
David Seven! Ah, hello. Let me just wheel this in. Yeah.
Right, that's...
A vat of slurry. Yeah, you guessed it. There we go.
Slopping everywhere.
He's in there. He doesn't quite know where he is. He's pretty happy in there.
How long has he been under there for?
Well, that's the thing. The thing is, I shouldn't be this late. I found Trexel 5 hours ago.
Right.
He's so heavy. Try pushing this thing. Just give it a look.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's
pretty easy. Yeah.
Fine. I didn't say throw it across the room.
I expected something heavy, so I put some, oomph behind it and it just went. I wasn't on purpose. There's just slurry all over the floor now, but...
If you suffer a slip or fall at work due to floor slurry, then you may be entitled to compensation. Which is what we call the big stick used to punish people who complain.
You don't have a button for a panel or a wafty thing
for
like a...
Oh, the self-cleaning unit. Yeah, it's over there. It's
right, just, right, of course it...
Oh, can you just bend down? Just, there we go.
Yep. Oh. Wow, there's so much detritus I could have just got rid of really easily. You're living
on now.
Yep. How long has he been down there for 5 hours?
Yes. So, I don't know how long he was in there before I found him. The thing is, he's just been hiding.
Oh, this isn't even a trap. This is...
No. It's not a trap. I set several traps all around Stella Firma. And it was just a matter of time till he found them one. And I was monitoring my traps and no Trexel. And then I thought... I know where he is.
To know where Trexel is can be both a blessing and a curse.
So he does this often?
Well, the thing is, if you go down to Thruster Personnel Unit, they do have the slurry machine that gets transferred less often, which means some of the slurry sometimes goes a little bit I'd say rancid, but there's a small quantity of alcohol, you see, that forms. Do you get what I'm saying?
I know, I totally, yeah.
So I think he goes there quite often, from the looks of it. All I had to do was just push him in.
Should we get him out, or is there some sort of spigot, or like a big spoon we can use?
Oh yeah, let's get the big spoon.
Oh, we've got a big spoon. Okay, yeah, all right.
We keep them on hand in case a massive client wants soup.
Do you want to do the honours, or shall I?
Well, let me just... I don't think I can lift it.
I'm
sure I could lift it if I kept... You get him out, you get him out. Okay, get him out.
Yeah, no, sure, right. I'll just,
I am a baby born of fermented slurry goodness. Put me back. Hang on a minute. This isn't thruster personnel. None of you are thrusting. Put me back and take me back home. This is work. I do not want to be here. Put me back in the hot 1% alcohol mixture, please.
Trexel.
Nope, not here. Put me back.
Go on, David. Tell him what time it is.
Oh, it's work time.
It's work time. Come on, Trexel, we get to work. It's going to be great.
When you need the fermented slurry most, that's when somebody pulls you out of it with a big spoon and says, it's time for work, Trexel. It happens all the time. You wouldn't believe how often it happens. 3 times this week.
You are correct. I do not believe you.
But you were in there 5 hours.
Yes.
That's a long time to be submerged. How did you breathe?
Well, I don't need to, you see, David.
Okay.
Because I have, over the years, developed what some people might call gills. Now, that may sound strange to you.
Yes.
But when you spend as much time submerged in alcohol, you either adapt or die. And I'm a businessman, so I adapted. And so I've got gills now.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I would like to see your gills.
It doesn't make any sense to the untrained mind. But you see, human beings, and I am, technically speaking, a human being. I've got a certificate.
An amphibious one.
An amphibious human being. Now, sure. No, more sort of ethnolic-phibious, in that I can't breathe underwater, but I can breathe under alcohol. Special alcoholic gills.
You got a back corridor surgeon to graft those onto you, didn't you?
Yes, I got some of the boys in genetics with gambling debts to whack these babies on. They're very, very slight. You can't really see them.
I have never noticed them.
Under the armpit, so that, you know, nobody gets them when they frisk you.
Okay. Put them away.
Look at that.
No, put them away.
It's worse than the nipples.
There it is. Oh. But when I fall into a vat of whiskey, and you're there going like, oh, is Trexel going to drown? I'll just drink it all and swim to the other side. I'll be sitting pretty. Whilst you're drowning in gin, I'll be bathing on a sea of smooth cocktail mixes.
From your armpit gills.
Yeah, well, you know.
Great.
Right, well, I'm shutting this now. That's enough.
No, can't keep it open just so I can...
No. Right.
I want to keep my buzz on.
You can...
I'm like a bee. Don't take my buzz. What will I tell my queen? Queen Drunkhead.
Right. Now, that needs to be forgotten. I can still see the armpit gills.
I don't think I'll ever unsee them.
They'll haunt you.
They will.
When I got them grafted on, I said to the surgeon, you could probably make these pretty nice. Make them a bit upsetting, you know? Give them frills. Give them nodules. Make it look like if you dropped a coin in there, the coin would be shredded.
I mean, they looked like blinds.
Yes. And in fact, I have actually got a little cord. And if you pull it, they will, like, shoot up. But if you can find the cord, I'll give you 5 credits. Because I've never been able to find the thing. Occasionally I hear it clatter if I turn around quickly. But I've never once found it. But I know it's there. A man knows his own gills.
And his own cord.
Everybody shut up forever.
So, shall I get the brief?
Yes, please. Yes, okay, yes. Anything,
right.
Anything.
I'm drying out.
So, Trexel, please just lower your arms.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I can just hear it squelching. Oh.
I'm a bee with gills. Look at me. No. I've got honey. Under the sea, it's sea salt. Honey, it's sea salt. Honey, but if the sea salt honey's got alcohol in it, it's sea salt mead. Get your head into it, into a groove. Have a tankard for your dudes. Yum.
Trexel, I haven't done this in so long, but I will get my foot out, I swear.
Hang on.
I have just had them cleaned.
Let's not deploy
a dirty
feet.
Foot when I need to use it.
We don't need to go into the foot zone. I have been where I've...
He did. He deserved that.
He did. Well, I mean, the fact that he danced and sang, and I don't know if you could feel a weird breeze coming from those gill armpit flap. Oh.
Congratulations, everyone. This is our most upsetting tableau to date.
I think
okay,
I'm
just gonna. That's fine. I'm gonna do the brief. We can focus on the brief. We can focus on the brief. Okay.
No. You stay like that. You are staying okay. like that. Just read it while he can't talk.
Okay. So this is coming to us from Alison Prince Brulé. They're external seeking wisdom, and they're writing to us from the Intergalactic Coalition of Toaster Repair Excellence Acknowledgement Board. And their problem is. The ambiguity of the classification of toasters is leading to an influx of nominations that our system simply cannot handle. One member of the executive board is advocating to restrict the definition of toasters to exclude toaster ovens.
Well, I think Traxel feels very strongly about that.
Another member suggests we upgrade our systems to keep up with the nominations. This would take funding away from our top secret toaster technology development team. Also, the arguing is giving me massive headaches. Mm. What should we do?
Oh, usually when I have a headache, I like to go get it rolled.
Rolled?
Yeah, get my head rolled.
What, like just in a big roller?
It's an ancient tradition, way of expelling headaches. You... Well, obviously a clone wouldn't know. Traxel, you've had your head rolled, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay, maybe take...
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yes. I have had my head rolled quite a few times in my life. It's a bit of a procedure, David. It does involve having your head removed. Not for long. You know, not in a weird way, but you have it just quickly popped off. They keep your body safe somewhere, and they just pop your head in this sort of big room full of blankets and pillows and satins. And then they turn the whole room like a rock tumbler, except instead of a rock, it's your head. And instead of smoothing the edges, it's smoothing your brain. And your feelings. And then they pop your head back on, you feel refreshed, you feel good, and they only sometimes go through your body's pockets whilst you're in there.
To be fair, Traxel does have a remarkably smooth brain. Barely a lobe on the whole thing.
So we should just get them all to have their head rolled?
I don't think so.
Wait. We should definitely put it as a bullet point.
That council is a very large organisation. I don't think we've got enough tumblers to do it in good order. By the time we've got through to the end, then there'll be another election, the council will rotate, then you're back again. It'll be like painting the 68th bridge.
Can you sort of, you know, roll multiple heads at the same time?
You can if you want a bruised face, David. Also, imagine if your head was being tumbled with somebody you didn't like. You may as well just put two fighting gold fish in a bag. Yeah, Hatro, imagine that you and
I
were having our heads tumbled at the same time. Bumping into each other. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Oh, that was the flesh of my eye. Sorry about that and its dampness.
No.
But
Jake,
at least I haven't got gills in here.
No, it's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea.
Not a bad idea.
No, head rolling.
These toaster oven hating scum don't deserve our time. The toaster oven is the cornerstone of the toaster universe. Without it, you haven't got a pyramid. You've just got a triangle whose foot's fallen off.
Okay, no, just Ashley, very quickly, can somebody please explain to me what a toaster is? Don't laugh.
You fool, David.
What a turd.
It's obviously a toasting device that is warm.
Do you not know what a toaster is?
Hartro, you don't seem to know what a toaster is.
You fool, Hartro.
You know what a toaster... Traxel, you know what a toaster is.
Well, yeah, of course I know what a toaster is. It's sort of... Yeah, a toaster is you've got sort of like a sphere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then inside that sphere is bread or maybe a waffle.
Traxel, you know how I feel.
It has to have grains. It's
got to have grains.
It's a
you've got to put grains into the sphere and then it makes the grain hot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, neither of you know what a toaster is, do you?
Excuse me, David Seven. We just described what a toaster was.
No,
that's quite clearly.
You were absolutely making that up as you went along.
I would
there was very little cohesion.
I'll draw you.
There was a lot of hesitation. There was a lot of contradiction.
Hartro, you've got your craft equipment.
Yes.
Let's both get a bit of paper.
Okay.
We'll both draw a toaster,
and
we'll both come up with the exact same thing independently.
I have some materials here.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So both. No, you sit over there, looking that way. And you sit over there, looking that way. And
we need to sit at the same.
The screen.
No, and I'm going to stand in between you as the screen.
Right.
You're
be
both going
to.
I'm going to be the screen. So.
Okay. Fine.
You have 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
One.
Two,
one of those and a
three,
bit of that.
Traxel, stop
four,
looking at mine.
Five, you can't, I'm in the way. Six,
he's trying.
Seven, stop trying to get round. Eight, nine, stop it. Ten, done.
Can I plug this in somewhere?
Plug it in.
I just need
it's a drawing.
There.
Did you just.
There we go.
You just made
Did
it.
You just shove. Oh, that's on fire. That's on fire. If you shove paper into a plug, it goes on fire, Harcho.
That is part of it.
Well, Harcho's entry is this flaming bit of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I've written the word toaster.
Okay, that's not a drawing. That's just the... That is the word toaster.
Look at that. What do you see? If you look at that piece of paper, what comes into your mind, David?
The word toaster.
Case closed.
Okay, David.
I know what a toaster is.
David? Who wins?
Neither of you.
That's unacceptable. That's not a competition.
You just know.
That's
you just,
torture hidden
just,
in a conversation.
No, you just wrote down the word toaster, and Hartley, you
win.
Burned yours to it. You know,
I
you
win.
Burned it. You, no, you didn't even enter anything.
Mine works.
It burned up.
If I had
David.
Grains, we would have bread and or waffle.
What has bread got to do with it?
David 7, asking the tough questions.
Hartro, David, please. Let's level with each other. Okay, there has been a little bit of a trade embargo between Stella Firma and Ictreme.
The Intergalactic Coalition of Toaster Repair Excellence Acknowledgement Board.
The very same.
Right.
There was a little, tiny, teensy little war a couple of hundred years ago when they were sort of, you know, developing new toasters, and Stella Firma was like, our toasters are old and boring, give us your toasters! And it turns out toasters... I got pretty advanced while we weren't looking, and they are also kind of intergalactic weapons. So we haven't had a toaster on Stella Firma for quite a while, but amongst the upper echelons, you like to pretend that you've got one. Oh, I got a black market toaster. I've got connections, so, you know, it's a bit of a force of habit to pretend that we know what toasters are.
For Trexel, it's a force of habit for him to pretend he knows what anything is.
I mean, I do feel like I know.
Everyone feels like they know what a toaster is.
I know more than you do.
In a way that everybody... Everybody feels like they know what it'd be like to chop their own arm off. You know, like if you're trying to say to someone, like, what it'd be like if you chopped off your own arm? Everyone nods, like, yes, I understand. But really?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Really, would you? Like, as the laser or knife is going in and the bone's being broken independently, because that's what happens, you probably wouldn't know. You probably, at the time, you'd be shocked. You'd be like, oh, that's what it's like. Ow! You know?
I think it would happen fast. And that actually you'd be expecting it to hurt a lot, but it
Sorry,
wouldn't hurt...
Are we talking about toasting or arm chopping now?
Same thing. If the toaster's a giant laser, maybe the toaster chopped your arm off.
Is the toaster a giant laser?
We don't know, David.
Probably.
Will you stop trying to embarrass us? Probably.
Okay, but then what does toaster ovens... Was your disdain at toaster ovens, like, still part of the farce? Or do we know about toaster ovens? Like,
are you saying my interest in toaster ovens is performative? Is that what you're saying?
Probably yes.
Because you're correct, David.
Okay.
I've seen through my veil... So that's going to make this brief a little tricky, because we don't actually know what a toaster is.
We don't say that to them.
I know we don't. Between, not friends, between three people in a room.
You absolutely both know what toasters are, hooray, congratulations. My question is, why and or how have Ictreeb managed to send a question to us?
Anybody can ask. Anybody can send a question.
Is there been some sort of ceasefire? Do you think, like, are they in talks? Is this part of a diplomatic exercise?
No, not so much a ceasefire as... We all sort of ran out of ammunition at a certain point, so now we mostly glare.
Right.
You know, and then everyone got bored. And then it was the holidays. And then you come back and you're like, what were we doing? And everyone's like, I don't know, I'm so full of Christmas, Larry.
The best kind of diplomacy is a mutual loss of interest.
You know what? This could be a test.
Oh, yes.
Like, they might want to see if we're still hostile.
Yes.
So okay.
We should include a secret message in this answer that... Lets them know, like, okay...
We mean business.
Yeah, but, like, underneath, don't mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's your answer.
Yeah.
But also, are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you're looking at me. I asked my space station here, and they said you were looking at me, and there are no asteroids around here, so you must be looking at me, buddy. Bang, bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah.
And then you do finger
Yeah, so you sort
bang,
of
bang,
say,
bang.
Oh, yeah, no, here's the answer to your question, but also, if you step out of line, I am going to rip your arms out of their sockets.
Right out of the sockets, and you'll be like, that's what that's like. I always imagined, but I never knew until now. And
yeah,
then you bleed to death.
And I actually think it happens really fast, and it probably, while it happens, you would think... It doesn't hurt as bad as I thought it would hurt.
Hey, it's a hypothesis, but when are we going to test it? Who's got the time to chop off their own arm?
And chopping would hurt less than pulling out.
That's true.
I could do it.
What? He could! He threw you across the room earlier, when you were in the vat.
We could all do lots of things,
well,
but we don't. I'd like to keep my arms intact. Thank you, David. You freakishly strong boy.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Now, I've got a question.
Okay.
What was the question? I got so wrapped up in the whole toaster thing, I have genuinely forgotten what they asked. And if we're going to threaten them, but like beneath an answer, I kind of need to know what the question was. So just paraphrase for me, David. What do they want to know?
The ambiguity of the classification of toasters leading to an influx of nominations that our systems simply cannot handle, right? So there's too many toasters.
That's a threat.
That's a threat. Too many toasters. Right, that's like, oh, we've proliferated so much, we can barely keep our toasters straight.
Oh no, I dropped all my terrifying munitions where you can see them. How embarrassing.
Okay.
One member of the executive board is advocating to restrict the definition of toasters to exclude toaster ovens.
Unacceptable.
But that's implying that maybe most of the extraneous nominations are of toaster ovens. So another member suggests we upgrade our systems to keep up with the nominations.
Another
so
threat.
Maybe that's some sort of arms race.
Yeah.
This would take funding away from our top secret toaster technology development team.
Again, top secret they toaster have, weapon of death.
They have the capability. Also, the arguing has given me these massive headaches, which is what would happen if you were hit in the head with a toaster.
These TMDs represent a clear and present danger to Stella Firma, and I, for one, won't stand for it.
Me neither.
And then it says, what should we do? It's a direct question. What should we do?
You should throw all your toasters away first off.
Point the first, chuck away the toasters. Get them, chuck them in the sea. Say they're causing too many problems, they're clearly causing fights, chuck them in the sea.
Okay.
Make it as some sort of toaster non-proliferation treaty and then just chuck them in the sea.
Which sea?
Any sea. The Sea of Tranquility, the Sea of Shouting, I've CC'd you in, I've BCC'd you in. Oh, I'm sorry, you shouldn't have been CC'd in.
Did you see that?
Did you see it? No!
I see.
But then, are we then saying that we will also chuck our toasters that they don't know that we don't have?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'll say we will.
Yeah, okay.
But won't chuck the toasters that we don't have, but they don't know
yes.
that. So we'll have toasters that they don't know about, that we don't have, but they think we do.
Aha! I love it.
It's mutually assured confusion.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly is.
And then just right on there, David Seven, get your head rolled.
Okay. Dot, dot, dot.
Just the back on there.
Get your head rolled.
And get your head rolled.
Okay.
There is always a chance they do just mean machines that heat up bread. But hey, why miss out on an opportunity to escalate tensions?
What? So we're done?
Yeah,
good.
Done.
Here we go.
Submitting.
All right, go. Submitting. Yeah.
I feel like we stopped a war.
Or started one.
Huh. Yeah, reaching hands across space. Across space to embrace our enemies so that they think we're hugging them, but actually we're getting ready to choke them. That peace, you understand?
Yeah.
All in a day's work.
All in a day. Even when you spend most of that day entirely submerged in alcohol.
In fact, if you would like to get in your vat while you talk, I think you deserve
know
it.
I'll climb in. I'll treat it like a jacuzzi.
There you go.
Could you turn on the bubbles?
That's just you.
Oh, I see. That's an interesting reaction. So, David, I just wanted to check on a couple of things. Because, you know, when Hartro started with this earlier in the week, you were really down in the dumps. You seem to have really cheered up, David. You've moped less. There's been less time spent face down on the floor saying, what's the point? Just want to check in.
It's me.
Is it Hartro?
It's me.
Is it Hartro effect? Or is it the Geistman effect?
No, it's look, you gave me something to do, which was nice. Like, obviously, I'm still massively disappointed that the whole Clone Revolution thing seems to be a bit of a...
Yeah, bit of a non-starter because of the ineffectualness of clones.
I will throw somebody through a wall if you laugh at...
I like clones. I don't care what anyone else says. I love them.
I was laughing at Trexel.
Plausible.
Okay. But no, yeah, look, obviously I'm still disappointed, but I guess, you know, we've got over worse. We're still alive, so we can... You know, keep it. Something will come up, right?
That's
a good attitude. That's a good attitude. And that actually brings me to my second point, you know, with the whole threatening to throw me through a wall. Why isn't it that you haven't just, you know, gone out there and kicked some ass and take some names. Like, kabam, I'm David Seven and I'm Cross, so I punch him in the face so hard that their head just sort of disappears in some pink dust. You know, that's something you'll probably do. I'm glad you haven't, David, but why haven't you tried?
Well, no, it's something I've thought about, but, you know, like, look, if I go out there and start punching people's heads, then, you know, maybe you get through a few people and that'll be, you know, very cathartic, very helpful. But...
you'd have to make them really count.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have to really pick their heads to vaporise.
Yeah, because then you'd just get shot a lot. And I reckon I could probably get through a bunch of, you know, probably be fine for a bit.
What, with bullets? Lasers?
Well, I don't know. But I reckon so. Look, for example, here's this waste paper basket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And here's me holding it against the side of my head.
Okay.
And then it just there you go.
Oh, it's gone.
Wait, where did it? That's where just is disc it though? Like, there must be something.
Well, no, it's here. Look, it's just so flat. I'll turn it.
Oh.
There it is.
There's the disc, which is really impressive given that your head isn't perfectly flat.
No, I know.
What's going on? Who's to say?
I think I just scared it. Anyway, I've made a couple. You probably won't see them. I've kind of slotted them. Anyway, but the point is, if they vented me into space...
No, yeah, it doesn't matter how strong you are. You're in space, you know. Even
the
if you can hold
leveler.
Your breath for a really long time, you've got nothing to push against, you just tumble away. Mm. That's a good point. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it hasn't gone that way. So...
that's what I said.
Well done.
Biding our time.
Yeah, well done, David Seven, for keeping it, you know. I think it's fine to smush things.
Biding our time.
Okay, got a bit frightening now. Hey, Hartro, I'm gonna sort of dip down here. How about you push me maybe up to one of the promenades so I can soak amongst stars?
Oh, yeah. Well, I am going past C7. I can take you up as far as C4. That's it, though.
That's fine. That's fine, Bobby.
I'll have fun finding you tomorrow.
Oh, will you find me, though? Or will I slip out of your grip one final time?
I always find you, Trexel.
You always.
I noticed that you took your tracker out.
But I found where it was and I dug it out with a spoon. It really bled, but that's what you get in the alcohol bath. Nothing to cauterize a wound like a hot, fermenting, rancid slurry bath. The bacteria can't live in there, so you're all good to go.
All right.
Anyway.
Down you go.
I'll see you tomorrow, David.
Bye, David.
See you later, Artro. See you tomorrow.
That was a good one today.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought it was. Thanks. Thanks for popping by.
Toodles.
See you later. Bye. Oh, Bord, forgive me. I think I'm starting to like them a little bit. Ugh.
Don't do this, David. Stockholm hasn't existed for thousands of years. Intercepting signal from sector TRV-40. Analysing source. Source identified as Galactonian Public Relay Substation. Signal locked and saved. Monitoring for further activity.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Pilz was played by Jenny Halfick. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Anika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Vigdis Heithbrau, Guthmundsdottir. Rachel. Some variation of gay. KJ, Grayson Center, Kayla Roy, Hunter Harder, Jorge Garcia, Emily Kritchmar, Dion Putz, I Think You're Pretty Cool, Autumn Seal Baker, Clara Riguel Munoz, Rainy J, Popuri, Chloe, Myrto Aplanti, Brian Sullivan, Varia Borodina, Ivona Gayor, Asgether Orsk. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.